I'd like to call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. Let the record reflect the time is 3:18 p.m. Today we have present Representative Sadler, Representative Prox, Vice Chair Ruppridge, and myself, Chair Sumner. The staff that will be assisting us today are Kevin Allen with House Records, Zachary Lawhorn with the LIO, and Serena Hackenmiller, my staff and committee aide to House Labor and Commerce. Today we have three items on the agenda, starting with public testimony on HB 147, HB 192, and finishing the meeting with HB 253. I'm going to start by opening public testimony on HB 147. Is there anybody in the room wishing to testify on House Bill 147? No? And we have nobody online. We will close public testimony. Let the record reflect that Representative Carrick joined us at 3:18 p.m. Vice Chair Ruppridge, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Chair Sumner. I move House Bill 147, version alpha, also referred to as 33-LS0661/A, be advanced from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, House Bill 147 has moved from committee. Moving on to House Bill 182, a bill sponsored by my office. I'm going to start by opening public testimony on House Bill 192.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Can we go brief at ease?
Brief at ease.
Do we need to sign the report? So?
Start by opening public testimony on House Bill 192. Is there anybody in the room wishing to testify on House Bill 192? No? Okay. Online, we have Carrie Knorr of the Alaska Chamber of Commerce. Please put your name on the record and begin your testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Sumner and members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. For the record, my name is Carrie Knorr, and I serve as the Director of External Affairs for the Alaska Chamber. I'm testifying today in support of House Bill 192, an act relating to the curbside pickup of alcoholic beverages and providing for an effective date. The Alaska Chamber was founded in 1953 and is Alaska's statewide business advocacy organization. Our mission is to promote a healthy business environment in Alaska. The Chamber has more than 700 members and represents businesses of all sizes and industries from across the state, representing 58,000 Alaskan workers and $4.6 billion in wages. House Bill 192 seeks to set up a framework for safe delivery and curbside pickup for customers throughout Alaska, a framework that was initially put in place through an emergency order during the COVID-19 disaster declaration. Allowing third-party alcohol delivery helps merchants grow their business and enables customers to purchase alcohol safely and conveniently from home, all while providing delivery drivers and businesses with additional earning opportunities. House Bill 192 would also allow package stores to include alcoholic beverages and customer pickup orders and offer these items in home delivery to customers. This bill would offer added convenience and provide customers with additional access to products. At the Chamber, we champion free enterprise, where the market determines prices, products, and services rather than government. House Bill 192 is a free enterprise and good for business bill, and we encourage this passage. Thank you for considering these Alaska Chamber's comments.
Thank you. And seeing no other public testimony on House Bill 192 is closed. We're going to set this bill aside for a future date. An amendment deadline was set for Thursday, the 15th at 4 p.m. Please submit any amendments to House Bill 192 to my committee aide, and we will address them at a future hearing. Next on the agenda is House Bill 253 from Representative Wright. The House Labor and Commerce Committee did meaningful work on this bill last year. I'd like to invite Representative Wright's staff to come forward, put their names on the record, and give us a brief refresher on House Bill 253. Thank you.
For the record, Forrest Wolf, Chief of Staff to Representative Wright and members of the committee. Apologies for Representative Wright's absence. He is ill, so I am filling in for him today. We'd like to thank you for hearing House Bill 253. This is the first bill hearing on this bill. However, we heard a similar piece of legislation last year, which passed this committee, I believe, unanimously. So brief recap, HB 253 adds a small section to Alaska's statutes, which allows for, but does not mandate, the transition away from hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. This legislation simply ensures that building codes in Alaska cannot stop the use of an EPA-approved HFC alternative if the equipment needed is installed properly and complies with the necessary safety standards. A nationwide effort to transition away from HFCs to less pollutant alternatives in the HVAC and construction industries is beginning to gain significant momentum, and HB 253 will ensure that Alaska is able to adopt these new technologies as they become available. Thank you again to the committee for hearing HB 253. I'd like to turn things over to our aide, JoJo Mason. It's his first bill hearing, and he's going to go through the bill in just a bit more detail. Thank you.
All right. Through the chair for the record, this is Josephine Mason, staff to Representative Wright, and we would like to thank you again for hearing House Bill 253 today. House Bill 253 ensures the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC, and construction industries in Alaska can transition to the use of newer refrigerants and technologies which are less pollutant than the currently used hydrofluorocarbons. H253 is necessary so that Alaska may participate in the larger federal push to transition away from HFC-containing refrigerants, which was initiated as a part of the American Innovation and Manufacturing Act signed into law December 2020. I want to point out that HB 253 does not contain any mandate that allows, or it only allows Alaska to move forward with the transition by ensuring that our building codes cannot prevent the use of HFC alternative if all safety installation standards are met. On the national level, making the transition away from HFCs will contribute to creating an estimated 33,000 jobs, as well as continuing support of over 138,000 current jobs. Additionally, the national level, this transition will increase direct manufacturing output by $12.5 billion, and both direct and indirect manufacturing output by a figure of $38.8 billion between now and 2027. HB 253 will embolden Alaska's economy and ensure that we are able to adapt to the latest and best technologies and industry trends, while also reducing our pollution level. HB 253 has also zero fiscal note. We thank you again for your consideration today, and we do have Mike Nerozzi from the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute to answer questions on the more technical aspects of the industry, the EPA, and maybe provide some more context on the background on to why this bill is needed. Thank you.
Representative Carrick.
Thank you. Through the chair, can you clarify how this bill differs from the legislation we saw last year?
Through the chair, Representative Carrick, again, for the record, Forrest Wolf, staff to Representative Wright. The intent and the outcome or result of the bill is the same. It's just we changed a few different wording languages, and that was done because we couldn't actually introduce a verbatim exact copy of the bill we introduced last year. So we worked with legislative legal and as well as Mr. Nerozzi to come up with this. And functionally, it's the same. It's just worded a little differently.
Follow up? Have there been conversations about this legislation and whether there is more advocacy push or availability to work with the administration on this legislation? Or can you add a little bit of context to that?
With through the chair to Representative Carrick. I would become comfortable saying that the original bill we had last year was amended on the Senate side, and I think that was the problematic language that caused the governor to take the action that he did. So our hope with this new bill is that we don't get any more amendments and that it's able to pass once again unscathed and become law.
Thanks.
And let the record reflect that Representative Fields joined us at 3:22 p.m. Are there any other questions? No? Okay, we will open public testimony on House Bill 253. Is there anybody in the room wishing to testify on House Bill 253? No? And I see no one online, so we will close public testimony. Vice Chair Ruffridge, do you have a motion?
do. Thank you, Chair Sumner. I move House Bill 253, version alpha, referred to as 33-LS0983/A, be advanced from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, House Bill 253 will be reported from committee. Seeing no other business before the committee, we'll adjourn. Let the record reflect the time is 3:28 p.m.